What's up, what's up? You are now listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. This is a recap of the season 3 finale of Raising Kanan titled Made You Look. Enjoy. I'm going to talk about all of it. Salute to nothing getting leaked. That was...
Well, no, some stuff did get leaked.
Yeah, but that leak I saw with some chick in the North Face, in my head, I'm like, that's another show. Because Joey Badass has been in a lot of shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, well, maybe it's like a deleted scene, you know, because they don't include everything they shoot.
Right.
And I was like, well, maybe that's a deleted scene, or maybe he does a flashback. That's kind of... But then I saw something else. It may have been similar to that, though. I saw something else that kind of...
Well, shit, it's over now. What did you see?
I can't remember. I saw like two things. I saw the unique thing, and I saw something else. But I think maybe it was more so like a prediction. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it ended up being right. And I was like...
Okay.
I wasn't mad about it, but...
All right. What's up? Had to bring the whole crew here for the season finale. Tiffany is here. Kim is here. Deron is here. Leon is here. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Scale of 1 to 10. How was the finale?
10.
10.
10 off the board.
10 and beyond.
Sure. 20.
For sure.
All right, so we're going to start from the beginning. The very, very beginning. You guys all saw the suicide disclaimer that that they showed before the show began. Did you see that? Did you pay attention?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw it.
All right. I thought that was kind of... I mean, I know everything in 2024 is a little sensitive and everything now. It kind of had me expecting something to happen. Like, I was on the edge of my seat the entire show. But mm-hmm. What would you guys consider Gerald's death? Was Gerald's death a suicide?
Yeah.
I would consider
he OD'd on purpose. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, they didn't show this suicide disclaimer for the last episode where Gerald clearly did himself, but they showed it for this one.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe they got some backlash or something that mm-hmm. happened like after that episode aired, and they had to
just cover their tails. Like,
I feel like the difference is we seen the end result of what Gerald did.
You're seeing it live.
Spoiler alert.
I got you. You're actually watching him commit the act.
Exactly.
I got you.
Like, even premeditated, we watched him go through the whole process of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's didn't see that with Gerald.
We didn't see that with Gerald.
We just seen the end.
I got you. All right, so like I said, we started from the beginning. Lou isn't dead. I didn't think there was a way Rock and Marvin would kill their little brother. Like, I know this is the streets and he was wilding, but you can't kill your little brother. You can't. Somebody disagrees?
They better than me.
What?
You would have killed Lou, brother? Why?
He a liability. Lou the liability.
He really is a liability.
I thought they were taking him to Symphony. I thought they were taking him somewhere to take him away from Queens. And pretty much they did. They took him to a very, very expensive rehab. Which, while we're on the topic, as expensive as that rehab place is, Lou should have had a 0% chance of killing himself. How do you have a facility that's that expensive, right? And he can just walk into a utility closet. When you're in prison and you're on suicide watch, they take away your shoestrings and your fucking belt. Pardon me for cursing this earlier, right? There's no way you can...
For rehab, not for suicide.
Right, but part of rehab is, I'm pretty sure he was around no liquor, right? And he's going through withdrawals. Yeah. People that go through withdrawals harm themselves. This is things that these people got to know. You can't just have some expensive, as Rock said, more expensive than a Caribbean cruise rehab facility, and just allow this dude to walk into a closet like that. He could have grabbed anything.
Yeah.
I think it was just an oversight, but it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Yo, I almost shed a tear over this fictional character.
Who's that? Which one?
Lou. This guy's not a real character. I almost cried because this dude's about to kill himself.
Yeah, man. It was rough.
Yeah.
I had no words while watching that scene.
Yeah. It was sad.
When I watched it the second time, I fast-forwarded through that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, please tell me he's not getting ready to do this.
Wow. Like,
after everything. It's like, after everything he went through, I get it, but he made it there. Mm-hmm. You know, he made it to the facility, so it's like, I was really rooting for him to do the work. Yeah. I would be sad decided to like end his life there, because he made it there. So it's like just work, but you know,
he made it.
Did he make it there though?
He made it to the facility.
He was forced.
He was dragged there. He was dragged there.
He was forced. A lot of people are forced.
But he had a breakthrough. He had a breakthrough. Rock told him, looked him dead in his eyes, and told him she loved him. I think he was waiting for that.
He probably was, because he got really emotional too.
Yeah.
But I was like, Rock.
Yeah, he was waiting for that.
Shed a tear or something. Shit. Like, she didn't shed a tear.
Oh, man. Rock.
Watery. She's so hard. Like, even though she was having that emotional moment with him, she still was tough.
Right.
You don't got the time for it.
Well, that's true, too. But
she don't feel like she has time.
Yeah. Well. Look, luckily, Lou didn't kill herself.
The therapist was having.
What's up?
The therapist, like, I said, y'all got to really pay attention to that conversation they were having with the therapist, because Lou was like, yo, these is my feelings that she's telling me to kind of suppress.
Mm-hmm.
And the therapist was like, you don't have feelings?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And she was like, I got feelings, but what I'm supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. True, and I think that was very telling about her background. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, we were like, well, why is the mother in the show? Why do they keep bringing the mother in the show? Obviously, Rock, Lou, and we haven't really seen too much with Marvin, but their upbringing has a direct effect on who they are as people now.
Mm.
You know, why is Rock so hard? Why is she so unfeeling? What did she go through? And Lou, as a little brother, obviously he sees her more as a mother figure than his own mom.
Right.
So what was going on in that household for them to come to this point?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what I got from that whole, you know, conversation. And then even last week, we was talking about him going to potentially going to rehab. Like, the fact is he wanted to commit suicide because he still isn't getting over the fact that he's a killer. He mm-hmm. killed all these people. He can't divulge that to the therapist,
mm-hmm.
why
mm-hmm.
he really is drinking, why he really doesn't want to deal with his life as a sober person.
Right.
So that's why he wanted to end it all, you know? I'm glad he didn't, but, you know, he really can't talk about why he really drinks.
Right.
That's true.
And he said that, too. He said that. He was like, it don't matter, you know, none of this shit matters because I am who I am, I am what I was, and I am who I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit is weighing on him. I don't think the breakthrough was his sister like acknowledging her love for him. I think that shit weighing on him, and he can't function no more.
Yeah. I think so too. I think that's where he is. And then, you know, he was saying you have to speak it out loud. You have to hear yourself say it, but he can't.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And he never can. So what do you do?
Poor little man. So, going on to Marvin really quick. When he saved Gerald from that rinky-dink motel room, those two dudes that were with him were the feds. Those weren't, like, real crackheads. Was it? Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's why he said y'all are worse drug dealers than you are feds?
He said better drug dealers than feds.
That's a great observation, y'all.
Yo, because when they came into Gerald's house with the FBI coats on, I'm like, yo, those look like crackheads in FBI coats. And sure enough, it actually was them.
Yep.
So a poll question I asked a while back on the Power page is one of these women Sean's mother? Crystal... her period is late. So are we to think that that's Sean's mother?
I think so.
Possibly.
And another thing about the group. Crystal said that Nakia doesn't think the group would go far. It's only 2 weeks after the event at the mall. So is it Jukebox being questioned by the feds that they don't think the group is going to last? Because to me, that performance was kind of good. So why now would the group not be continuing on?
Right.
I don't know. I was wondering that as well. I don't know.
They got poor publicity before they even popped. What you mean?
Nobody knows that Jukebox got questioned by the feds. That happened backstage.
She got, yeah, but you think word not going to spread and stuff like that?
Who's
like,
going to spread that word? It was only the performers back there.
The manager herself talked too goddamn much, Eric.
So the performer, come on, bro. The manager herself is going to take money out of her own pocket by running and telling Wendy Williams that.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, like, all right, cool. We got this performance, and, like, there were scouts watching, all of that, boom, boom, boom. And let's say they did great, and now they're like, okay, bring the girls in so that they could come audition for this label, whatever. Oh, we can't right now because Jukebox got taken in by the feds.
Nah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah. You get on your fame shit. Like Fame was lying. Nah, bro. You cover that up. You say our leader is in another meeting, or give us a second. We got to pull her out of another meeting. Come on, bro.
And she was just there for the day. I mean, they just questioned her and let her go.
Right.
It wasn't like she was there overnight.
Right. It wasn't like they arrested her and she doing a bid.
Right.
That's true. Maybe that lady don't like scandal. And maybe she was like, fuck that. I don't want this around me, myself, you know?
Yeah.
I guess.
That's true. That could be.
I feel like that's what it was.
And at the same time, now those two girls have another storyline, so that music group is no longer needed. They have an individual storyline themselves now.
What is Aisha's right. storyline?
She's now Jukebox's girlfriend.
Yeah, but Jukebox is
more
leave.
Finding herself.
Right, that too. Oh. Yes.
I guess. I was more upset that Crystal literally got knocked up on a dirty mattress on the floor.
I know.
Tana don't even have a bed, for goodness sake.
I was like, imagine getting pregnant by a dude whose mattress is on the floor.
Yes. And she's a cute girl.
Come on, but she's a whole HUD bugger. She's a HUD bugger, yo. Look at her.
Yeah.
I've seen better women in worse situations, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I was saying she went out like that.
So Jukebox and Kanan piece it up as they're walking down the street. Can any two people in power walk down the street without being kidnapped? like that always happens.
There's no way.
That's true. It's always something.
Right. Ghost and Tommy got kidnapped. How many times did Ghost and Tommy get kidnapped? They got kidnapped by Lobos peoples. They got kidnapped by
Milan's
peoples. Like everybody, anytime somebody's walking down the street.
Jason.
Right. They got kidnapped a couple of times. Like it just.
Every plug snatched them up.
Right.
Yeah. And in Force, JB's son got kidnapped.
Right.
Yep.
So I knew Kanan wouldn't be okay with Ronnie killing his moms. Like, that's his mother at the end of the day. You can hate her, curse her out. She put a gun in your bag. You despise her, all that shit. But you can't have this fucking angry, crazy dude, Ronnie, about to kill your mother and be okay with it.
Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, I would hope so. And I'm glad that he proved you right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for a second there, he was just so, like, hateful towards his mom and, you know, kind of, like, low-key making threats to her. I just didn't really know which way he was going to go.
I agree.
But when I saw him, like, really, really get into Ronnie about it, though, after he tried it, then I was like, okay, I pissed him off. That crossed the line.
What threats? Maybe I missed him. What threats was he making towards his mom?
There's some places they could take.
Exactly.
To.
Like, he was threatening her. So that's why I thought, well, maybe.
Yes.
You know, he's trying to be the big man, and he's really, really flipped on her, and he might be okay with somebody mm-hmm. taking her out. But now I see that's not the case.
Gotcha.
No.
Right.
And that was good to hear, because I think this whole episode, we all should have got the point that the Thomas family is going to stick together regardless. You know, even Rock going to see Lou, Kanan basically saying, look, I got a problem with you trying to kill my mama. And then
piecing up with Jukebox.
Exactly. And then Rock not throwing Marvin under the bus, even though Detective Howard was like, we need to throw Marvin. You know, he needs to take the fall for this. It's like, ultimately.
Great poker face. Sorry to interrupt.
Internally. Exactly. No matter what beef they got internally.
Yeah.
They still a family.
Right. Right.
That's a great observation.
When Howard said, we got to put this on Marvin. Yo, Rock, I could not tell what she was thinking. I'm like, is she going to be with it or not? Because it sounds like something Rock would do to save
that's
herself.
That's a good poker face.
Amazing poker face by Rock.
Yeah, Rock wasn't having it.
Yeah, I don't think she was having it at all. And you know, even when, well, the flashback for last week's episode, and which actually aired this episode, whenever Detective Howard was like, they're coming for us. Mm-hmm. And she made a distinction. She was like, they coming for us or they coming for you.
Right.
And when she said that, I was like, that's a clear distinction where she's like, there is no us. Like, they either come for you or us, but like, we're not about to be involved in what they're getting ready to come, you know, come for you about.
Right.
So to me, that was kind of like a forecast. Like, when it comes down to it, nigga, you're not family.
Right. So, he never was. Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. He had to be represented by his union rep. Agent Tanner and Captain Baptiste are questioning him, and the shit that they got on him, I'm thinking to myself, there's no way he can get out of this. And there are times where power, sometimes the spinoffs repeat themselves. He said he wanted 48 hours. So I thought to myself, isn't there a time where somebody else had a certain amount of time to get back to the authorities and say what they wanted to do? And in episode 10 of season 5, remember Angela wanted 24 hours before she came back and decided whether or not she wanted to go against Ghost and company, right? And, you know, she never made it past that 24 hours. It was a lot of shit against him. Like, we're going to get to it, but how could he have beat that? Like, let's say what happened didn't happen, right? How would he have beat that? There's nothing, I don't think there's anything he could have done to get away with it. Even when they went to question Fame, which we're going to also speak about. Like, they had so much stuff against Howard. Like, I don't know what lawyer could have gotten him out of that. Like, he needed more than a union rep at that point.
He needed an entire law firm.
What do you guys think about Fame, his mom's turning in the gun and not even having that conversation with him?
That's just dumb.
That shit pissed me off.
Yeah.
That
dumb.
Shit.
It was like,
nah. Like, that's the dumbest thing. Like, why she didn't come ask him?
Right, at least say something. You just gonna take his gun, turn it to the cops, and not say anything ever? He wasn't even like, come on. At least let that, he's a kid. Let him be prepared. Like, and shout out to Fame. He stood tall. He ain't copped to nothing. Because even Agent Tanner was.
My mom would have been like, whose gun is this? And I'm going to beat your ass with it before she give it to the police.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Like, she's straight. Wait, like, come on now. You walk that into the fucking cops? Like, come on. That's crazy. And at the same time, like,
that's what you get for going back home. All
right, so Freddie lives in the building where Kanan took over Fame's apartment, not where the mother lives, right?
Right.
I don't think that, I don't think either one.
No, so where was
he live? I think he lives close to Baisley.
So what was Fame doing in an apartment near that area?
Remember, they had got robbed. They got robbed on the street by.
Oh, and they had to pull up on them. You're right.
Because
I was just thinking, like, the hood talks, right? So if the hood is like, yo, we think Fame might have killed Freddie. And maybe the mother got wind of it, and you still turned that in. You out of like you crazy. You damn near sold your son away.
Right. Remember that old man though. Remember after he did it, they showed like that old man's apartment door
open. Closing this door. Yeah. He heard everything. So, the previews are so good at the bait and switch that when they showed a window roll down and shots being fired, and Rock react, I'm like, that's not Rock. She's witnessing someone else being killed. I didn't think that they were actually coming for her.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because
I thought
it
was.
You thought it was?
I thought it was, too.
Because remember,
I thought it was, too, on the preview.
Leon, you pointed out the bait and switch before where they were talking about Rock.
No, I agree.
And then Ronnie gets in the car.
Yeah.
It's like, she won't be bothering you anymore.
You no more. You
right.
Thought.
So I'm like, they doing that again.
I thought he was talking to Rock, but they don't want you to get, I feel like the writers don't want you to get comfortable with that being the case.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it seemed too cohesive. It's like they pulled the guns out and they aimed at her, and like the way her eyes widened though, and remember she was also looking down, right? So it would have been interesting for that to have been a completely different scene. It just seemed like that one made sense to me. Now, whether or not that was the end of her, that was up for debate for me. I thought they might have got her, man, because everybody pulled the gun. The driver pulled the gun out to shoot her ass.
To shoot past the passenger. That's crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, nah, I just thought she meets up with Howard so many different times that it's Howard, like, pulling off as they're, like, having another one of those one-on-one meetings and somebody finishes him. That's what I thought.
I feel like it was poetically written because, remember, the first episode of the first season.
When Kanan was getting beat up.
Getting bullied.
Yes. Oh, my God. Are you? Yes. I thought the same shit.
I seen that, and I'm like, yo, this is a great way to write her ending.
Yes.
You know? And, like, her getting away was literally dumb luck because another car ran into the gun. But
yeah, I thought that was Howard. I thought that was Howard.
I thought that was great.
I thought that was Howard that intervened.
Yeah. But that was crazy. And then, prior even to the Ronnie scene, like, right after that drive-by scene, prior to that Ronnie scene is when I knew Kanan gave a shit, because when Famous showed up, he was like, oh, I'm just making sure you're good, da da da. Oh, yeah. He shot at your mom.
Yeah.
Like, you seen the concern in his face at that point.
And immediately he knew who it was.
Oh, yeah. You don't tell me shit, little boy.
That kind of surprised me because, you know, he's been his lapdog. So I was like,
right, oh. He's been backing down every time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
No, he's been all about getting after Rock. So he was just placing himself to be in his lapdog the whole time. I mean, if you think about
it. I agree. I feel like he was playing chess with Kanan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that, but you know, it makes sense because I was always wondering, like, why is he like taking up for Kanan so much? But it makes sense. Yeah.
Right.
And then I'm looking better chest, man. This whole episode was full of plot twists. Like, if I wasn't laying down watching the damn thing, I'd have been on the edge of my seat for 59 minutes.
Right, oh, right.
I was. And at the very end, when I tell you I screamed and I jumped up, I was like literally jumping up in circles. My dog was looking at me like I was crazy.
Nice.
All right.
So, I thought it was Lou, but we'll get there.
Yeah. So they kidnap Kanan. Rock's got to scrap money together. So I guess now we kind of have an idea of how much liquid Rock has around. I thought 500K. I thought that should have been a little bit easier for Rock than having to go and ask Stefano. But like she said, she doesn't have it in just liquid cash just laying around. But the way Rock was getting to the bread, I think we thought, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that she was sitting on more than that.
I thought so too, but like she said, it's not liquid, so.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be nothing for her to get that, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she got.
I don't know. I feel like she, her liquidity kind of got diminished when she bought the salon. Because remember, she had to do shit to it, and then,
right.
Also, she probably had to put money up to get back in the game. Like, nobody was fronting her nothing.
Right, she didn't have snaps and pop. You're right.
She could have been down bad from all of that.
Yeah.
And she paid cash for the house, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah. Half a million, not small money back then.
It's not. That's a lot of money for Kanan. Oh, man. Snaps is funny. Niggas say kids are expensive. I also asked, would they survive the season? I'm surprised they did. I thought that they would have been killed off. I'm very interested to know whether or not Snaps and Pop will be back in season 4. Because what purpose would they serve, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So let's get to it. It looked like Ronnie won a 500K. So that is what, a triple cross? Because they pull up with the 500K. Kanan was like, yeah, he didn't kidnap me. It's all a plan, right? This is the part that kind of gets me, though. Ronnie said he wanted the plug and drugs. And Kanan wanted the 500K. So when Ronnie went down to count it, it didn't strike me there at that moment. But on the second watch, it did. But Ronnie went down and counted. I'm like, all right, well, Kanan go over to that side. Then I see him reaching. I'm like, oh, shit, nice plan. Mm-hmm. So now, boom, Ronnie's blown, got his head blown off. He's out the way. I didn't expect what happened next.
Oh, I didn't either.
No one did.
I don't think anyone did. Because I thought Detective Howard was going to go down another way. I just didn't. But I feel like in one of these previous podcasts, I do feel like I said that Rock might take him out.
Yes, maybe you did. I also pointed out that Howard wasn't in that picture when they wrapped everything. Like,
oh, yeah, that's
right.
You did. Yeah,
he was the only one that was.
Yeah.
That's true.
When I saw him.
She was going to do that when she took Howard with her to go meet Snaps and Pops. I was like, yeah, she letting him in on too much. She going to take him out. Mm. She was dragging him around everywhere, and I was like, yeah.
I didn't understand that. Like, Marvin was that person for her. So why drag Howard around?
Right.
That's true.
Right. And especially when they met Snaps and Pops. I was like, yeah, Howard got to go. Because he can use that. She knows that the FBI is on to him, or internal affairs or whatever.
There was no, and then he's literally just walking around like a dog, like a little puppy following behind her. Like,
right.
What purpose are you serving? I'm just here to make sure nothing go bad. That's what Marvin is there for.
Exactly.
He used it as a pawn.
Rock had to think of that, like, in the spur of the moment, like, because she didn't know Kanan was going to take out Ronnie. But when she did that, Howard was just like, I'm done with this shit. He looked dead at his son like, yo, look at your moms, yo. You see this shit? I thought that was an amazing, like, last line to say before your fucking baby mother blows your head off. Like,
because
Kanan was not with that at all.
No, he wasn't.
No, he didn't really understand. I don't think he understood. He didn't understand at the time. I think he will, though.
Kanan still had a gun. What if Kanan, I was like, yo, what are we about to see? Is Kanan about to kill his mother right here?
That's what I was thinking.
That would have been a lot of bodies dropping.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I think Kanan will understand why she did that. Like, that was the opportunity right there. She had to take it. Because now they could just say, oh, well, Detective Howard, we knew he was dirty, and now he's found dead alongside all these drug dealers.
Right.
Exactly.
The rap.
Yep.
And maybe Rock gets off the hook for it. So I feel like that was the opportunity. If she was going to do it, it had to be done there.
Right. And everything is all on Howard.
Clear Marvin's name, though. Is that enough to clear his name?
That's a good question.
The attorney he was talking to was like, yo, I don't think they have anything on you.
Right.
Because I'm not hearing nothing.
He said that they have, I think he said they not even shaking trees yet. Like, it's been quiet. Because the only person that had info was Gerald, right? He's gone. Mm-hmm. They want Fame to cop to something. He's standing tall, right? Howard had information. They were probably going to force some shit out of Howard the same way they were going to force something out of Angela Valdez. Howard is gone. Ronnie is dead. They met in a warehouse. Also, I think that Howard should have been followed, right? Don't you think he should have been followed by IA? Like, this guy is connected to so much stuff. Why wasn't he being followed?
Interesting.
Now, what you mean? Bro, if they give...
That's a poor use of resources. They already took him off of duty, right?
They are watching one of their own, and they're giving him 48 hours. With 48 hours, he's going to do something related to the case.
Well, all right, so here's the thing that could have possibly happened. He could have been a flight risk, and they probably could have monitored whether or not he's going to airports or ports, whatever. But I don't think they're going to surveil him. Because that's the thing, too. They they called him a person of interest. They didn't say he was a suspect. The only tell suspect.
Bro, he is the number one person of interest. Look at how many things they named him in. He was named. He it got tracked. He went to
Marvin
Nicole's
was
dad.
The number one person.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Marvin was the number one person of interest, and they've been telling him.
Bro, he went to Nicole's dad and told Nicole's dad to have IAD investigate Burke, right? He went to the girlfriend, told the girlfriend shit. They said that he got fame out of jail when he got caught with the drugs from Kanan's shit. Free of charge, no charges filed. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy should be watched, and it's not a poor spend of resources if it's only for 48 hours. This guy's coming back to us in 48 hours. We're going to watch him like a lab rat because he's going to give us more information in these next 48 hours without telling us a word. We're just going to watch him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree that I would think he would have been under surveillance, because whenever he showed up at Rock's house, I was like, wow, like, you're really tripping right now that everybody's on you and you're showing up here. But I don't know. Maybe they weren't.
Okay. Ronnie's head is blown off. Howard's head is blown off. Kanan is upset. Looks like the Thomases are in the clear.
Kim, the floor is yours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So y'all know that I was like, I was the only one that was saying.
I laughed at you.
No. I was like, I don't know if he's dead or not. And plus, I watch a lot of crime shit. I watch a lot of documentaries and stuff. And I know whenever, you know, you kill somebody with a blunt force trauma, there's blood all over you. And there was hardly no blood on Ronnie after that.
It could have been internal bleeding.
I don't remember seeing him being like soaked in blood or anything, unless he changed his clothes. But he still had on the fucking raggedy ass Tommy Hilfiger jacket. I ain't see no blood on that. So we didn't see him die. I think it was assumed he was dead, but we didn't see him die.
So you remember that scene, right? I'm going to insert the audio. Just imagine a pipe hitting your head 7 times from somebody as angry and as strong as Ronnie. Seven times.
Right.
But imagine you don't have any blood on you.
Still.
You can be bleeding internally.
No,
his face was swollen.
When you hit somebody like that many times, there is going to be blood splatter.
There was blood. There wasn't like there was no blood. There wasn't as much blood as you would imagine, but there was blood.
On him?
Yes.
You saw it?
Yes.
I don't remember seeing a whole bunch of blood on him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But either way, he's still alive.
If he can speak clearly, if he's not, can I say the R word in 2024? If he doesn't have a speech impediment, if he's not walking with a limp, if he doesn't have memory loss, something is wrong. This is crazy.
No, I agree.
This is the Walking Dead.
He's definitely
great. Yeah, I feel like it's bullshit. And I think, like, yeah, we're all pumped to have seen him. But it's like, you know, when the happiness wears off, niggas are like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Right. Yo, Rick, the big three, eat, sleep, and shit. Where did he do that at? He had to change his clothes as well. He wasn't wearing that fly-ass leather purple shit he was wearing when Ronnie kicked him down that hill. Where did he change his clothes at? Where was he sleeping at? Where was he shitting at?
Exactly.
I'm sure he got spots. If you're a drug dealer, yeah, I'm sure you got spots that you can go lay low at, if possible.
For sure.
Somebody had to find him, though.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, Tiff. Nobody saw this dude? Nobody. Exactly. The whole
somebody
hood sent
to find him.
The whole hood. So he got spots. So what? Yeah. He just got food, fresh food. Laying in all these spots where he could just cook up. He ain't got to go outside for nothing. Every week he resupplied those spots with fresh food, unexpired food. This is weeks later.
The way
later.
He got hit.
This is
somebody had to find him.
This is weeks after the hit, because they stressed to us that even between last episode and this episode, it was 2 weeks, because he's like Lou's been in this psych ward for 2 weeks, right? How much time has expired since he got beat up? He's got fresh food in all of these spots and doesn't have to go outside not once.
Somebody had to find him. And I still think he needed some type of medical care. Yes. You can't tell me he didn't have swelling on the brain or something.
Yes, come on, man. Come on, like... And you know what? Since this was the very, 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 very last scene, I wouldn't be surprised if they just wrote him back in on some, yo, there's too much outcry over this. Reshoot that. Reshoot. You don't even have to reshoot anything. You don't have to reshoot anything. Get a double to lay there as Ronnie and just pan up and there goes Unique.
As far-fetched as it might, I feel like this could even be like the ghost of Unique. But then, you know, where did bruises come from? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just, I don't know. I just feel like it was kind of lazy and we could have done with him being dead.
Yes.
But on the flip side, I'm happy that he's alive. But what more story is there to tell?
What purpose does he serve? Salute to all the people that said he's not dead. Now you get to pat yourselves on the back, Kim. But
don't be hating. Be a hater.
Yo, listen, this is ridiculous.
You know, I come from the Jon Snow era, so I'm all for somebody coming back.
But this is not, Kim, this is like real life. We know that there's no Dungeons and Dragons. And
we talked about this, I know.
This isn't Walking Dead.
I'm still happy.
This is real life.
What? I know, it was some soap opera shit to me. I'm with you, Eric.
Right,
it seemed like something from Days of Our Lives where people died like 8 times to come back.
Yes. If he can speak clearly, if he knows who Raquel is, if he can have sex, I'm going to be mad.
I can't.
His body can't work the same. This is. Did y'all see what happened to him?
I don't think he'll be the same. I don't think he'll be the same ever. If that's, you know, if he's going to be back and he's going to be doing things, there definitely has to be something cognitively wrong with him.
He has to have memory loss. Right.
He might have memory loss, but at the same time, but I don't know. I don't know if he had memory loss. Because why was he there?
Yeah, because how did he end up there?
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Listen, I used to watch too many. I used to watch Ripley's Believe It or Not, right? And this kid got his head like blown halfway off. And he was missing like his skull. But the brain, the bullet never hit his brain. It just like took the bone of his skull, like half of his skull off, right? And because of that trauma to his head, he developed like a new skill. He could all of a sudden like speak Chinese or some shit like that. Like when,
oh my
God. I'm serious.
Heard about something like that.
Crazy things happen like that. You. People hit their fucking head and they learn how to play piano. Like,
man, that's so wild to me.
Yes.
If this nigga Unique go back to Quan speaking Vietnamese, bro, I'm done with raising.
Yo,
yeah, that would jump the chart.
That's hilarious.
He's gonna have to have some type of special power.
I will agree that it's far fetched. It is far fetched and. The whole People magazine exclusive thing is what threw me off. That's when I started thinking like, well, shit, maybe he really is gone. Because why would they do a whole People exclusive about him leaving the show? I've never seen a show do that. Have y'all?
No.
I've never seen a show.
TMZ caught him coming out of the club or somewhere with his girl. And he was like, yo, I'm about to go on tour. That's what's making me think that there was so much outcry that this had to be redone. Because think about it. Think how much money did they have to spend to shoot that scene?
None.
$0 probably. Hey, Unique, Joey Badass, get in here. Stand right here. And cut. Like, I'm assuming that they saw the fan outcry and it was like, we got to do something. Because think about it. Omari Hardwick himself was did you guys see the interview?
Like,
what's up?
I don't know if they bring people back like that.
They were going to bring Omari back.
Nah.
What's harder to do? Bring back Omari Hardwick or bring back Joey Badass?
Right, but the outcry wasn't that crazy, though. It's like, okay, he's dead. My bad. Like, I don't think he's us that much. They shouldn't. If they did, that's some bullshit. Like, he didn't make the show. He was a great character, but he didn't make the show. I didn't fucking turn on Raising Kanan to see this nigga in the flyest.
Right, the flyest fits with like 85 chains on. By the way, the scar on his face, that's not enough.
Right.
That is not enough.
Well, you know, he had a lazy eye.
Yeah, his eye was puffier than a motherfucker, boy.
He didn't say anything. He didn't have to, but he shouldn't be able to talk. He shouldn't. He just be able to like moan. Just moan and point at shit. That's all he better do.
Oh, my Lord. They could have kept him dead for that.
Facts.
And didn't he come out after the episode where he quote unquote died? And he even said,
yes.
Like, man, I was upset they killed me off.
Yo, he played it so well that him and the dude that plays Ronnie were in an interview. Ronnie is smiling with those big teeth that he has the entire interview. Joey Badass did not smile once. And I'm like, yo, this is bad because they got these two dudes interviewing each other on a Zoom meeting. And Ronnie is smiling the entire time. And Unique has, I feel like Unique was forced to do the interview. Joey Badass was forced to do the interview because of contractual obligations or whatever. And he's really upset that this is the dude that killed them. Like, he sold that well. Like, that's amazing to me. By the way, once they showed that, I was already screaming enough from Ronnie getting his head blown off and then Howard getting his head blown off. I literally had nothing else in me to react to, like, you seeing Unique.
Oh, I jumped up.
That was wild.
I jumped up and started jumping circles. Because it surprised me. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
Not now. Not in the finale.
Because I was already shocked. As they're panning up, my heart is already racing because I'm like, yo, Howard just got his head blown off. You know what I mean? Ronnie is dead now. The big bully is dead. Like, what else could this be? And then they pan up and it's Unique. I'm like, come on. What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some bullshit. That was a load of bullshit. I'm less happy that he's back than I am happy that he's back.
Correct. Like, same. I feel the same because now what? Your girl, Pernessa, she was worried about you. You got a son. You left your son stinking. Come on, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're going to go with this.
Like, who is he going to... What's his storyline? What is his storyline now? Is he on Rock's team?
I don't know.
Like, he can't be beefing with Rock. You didn't just go get your head almost smashed into pieces, and you're going to go back to Stefano to be a drug dealer. Yes, Ronnie is dead, but you got to find something else to do. They're going to have to... What are they going to do? Re-kill him? Do we really want to watch Unique in season 4?
Yeah.
And what did Pernessa went looking for? Maybe she found Lou.
I really thought it was Lou when I see
him. Yo, it would have made more sense if it was Lou. Because what did he say? He said, I am what I am. You know what I mean? Like, I did what I did. I am what I am. Now I'm back.
Yeah, like when I seen the black Timbs, because Lou's not... Lou wears black Tim's too.
Yeah.
You know, and then like even the stance, I was like, all right, cool. Lulu's street nigga. We back. The right. Thomas's reign.
Right.
Then I seen this nigga. I'm like, man. I was pumped though. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh shit, okay, cool.
Right, but then you think about it. Right.
Yeah, once that dissipated, I was like, fuck out of here.
Like, wait a minute, how did he survive that? Come on. And then what's the storyline for him? Like, it gets old now. He can't be her adversary, right? Like, you can't, like, what side are you on, right? Now you're just going to be what, Rock's third brother?
That's a good question, because I was wondering if he was going to be, like, the villain again and be mad about Ronnie's death, but I don't think that's the case. I don't know where he is.
Nah, I don't think he's mad. Too.
I was like, so what does the storyline become? Oh, you killed my brother. I'm the only one who's supposed to kill my brother.
Right, right.
Like, that would be ridiculous.
That won't make sense at all.
Well, listen, man, the writer's got a lot to do because this is crazy. I mean, yes, Joey Badass had a lot of fans and they were upset to see him go and the way he went. But if he had never gotten attacked like that, and was still alive, cool. But the way he was attacked, the way we had already mentally wrote him off, the way there's, to me, no more room left for his character, what are you going to do with him in the beginning of season 4? Is he going to leave the game? Like, I'm so curious of what he's going to do.
Yeah, me too. I don't know where they can go with this.
You're just happy that he's alive, that you were right.
I'm just happy because I was right.
Yeah.
I didn't really... it was kind of bummed to see. I was bummed to see how he went out. Like, I was bummed about that.
Knowing Ronnie's character and how Ronnie always has to win, mm-hmm. it made sense, right?
Yeah. Think so?
It makes more sense now.
Yes.
You know, post that.
Well, wait. So I got a question for y'all. Is Ronnie Breeze?
Obviously not.
No, he's
because
not, right.
That was my whole argument. I'm like, niggas, where is this? Why would they give this nigga a brand new name if he's known as Ronnie?
Bro, I seen it all.
His fucking brain cell.
Right. I just saw somebody say Unique is now Breeze.
Nigga, I seen that yesterday. I said, all right, now y'all got the game all fucked
right.
up. Why? Maybe he come back. Maybe now he's an art. I don't know, bro. Now he got to change his name.
Right.
Because he's Scarface now? He got to be Breeze?
No. That's how they introduced Breeze, and I don't know about that now.
Yo, we're in, what year are we in? Are we in 93, 94? What year is this?
I see 92.
Okay.
Yep. They had it spray painted on their shirts.
Butter group.
You're right. Yeah. Nice observation. So, like, I don't know when we're going to see. Like, if the show was doing bad, you would have to introduce Ghost and Tommy soon to try to, you know, keep the viewers. But they're doing so well, like, they don't need to bring in Ghost, Tommy, and Angela anytime. Like, next year, we don't need to see them just yet. Like, I think so. The season finale, like, the season itself was amazing, but the season finale stamped it. You know what I mean? It was great. So, yeah. I think we can go another season. Yeah. I think we could go another season without seeing Ghost and Tommy. Although they were little Easter eggs, I feel like they're trying to find
people who look like them.
That shouldn't be that hard though.
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard.
That takes a few months. That should take all of a few months, man.
Yeah, I mean casting directors get paid for that. That's true.
Just find
little white boys
that look like them. I got you. Then you got to train them up. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Because look what they did with Big Meech's son. That nigga's a terrible actor, but I digress.
Damn.
Yeah, that is true. You might have to grab, just grab a child actor and give him blonde hair. You know what I mean? Something like that. You're not going to find somebody that looks like him naturally. You're just going to have to look. We got to make you look as close to young Tommy as possible.
That's also the thing, too. It just so happened that Haley Kilgore is her name.
Yeah,
it just happenstance that she looks like adult Jukebox. And,
right.
Makai Curtis looks like 50 Cent. Like, outside of that, I don't really need them to look alike. We know who they're supposed to be.
Correct.
I think they could bring Ghost and Tommy in next season because they need some type of crew. Like, I don't know.
Well, you're right. Kanan does have a crew. He's got those courier dudes.
We ain't seen them niggas in 5 episodes.
Exactly.
Ever since Marvin fucking tackled one of them off of their scooter. We ain't seen them.
Right. We haven't seen them. We haven't seen Paul. We haven't seen the cops that were extorting Rock.
The storyline took more interest in the dynamic between Kanan and Rock besides the actual drug dealing and then Ronnie. Like, it made more sense to focus on how that was turning out because this made for a great season finale, man.
It did.
Yo, I actually thought Ronnie would meet Stefano at some point.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get his 5 bodies.
Damn it, Ronnie.
You were so close, Eric. You were so close.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, as bad as Ronnie wanted to kill Rock, I'm surprised he didn't blow a head off right on site. On site.
You had to get the money for
her. Blow Rock's head off. Howard didn't have his hand on his pistol. They patted Howard down, right? blow Rock's head off. Tell Howard if you move, you get your shit blown off too. They had bare people there. You know what I mean? The only other person there was Marvin, and he was in another room somewhere. You know what I mean? By the time he came in, it would have been over.
Well, you know how it's TV. They gotta run their mouth for a little.
Right, while. Right. They gotta talk. I always wanted to kill you.
Yeah, they always have to have like a monologue.
Right.
Yeah. But this finale was great. Like it just they really found a way to like surprise me so many times. Like
the triple cross with Kanan. Because I'm like, this happened in the other Power with Tariq when he set it up with the Italian dude to get the money.
Yep. Right. That's what I was thinking. I was like, is that where Tariq got the idea from Kanan?
nice.
That was brilliant.
Possibly.
Yeah. I seen a compilation of every season ended with Rock basically saying, like, yo, look at what I have to deal with. Mm. Right? She was like, I got to take it on the chin when she told Lou that Scrap wasn't a snitch. She was like, yeah, I just got to deal with this shit, right? This season, she told Howard, is like, that's it's just like all of you men. Like, all y'all do is blame me, but I'm the same Nick. Am I the problem and the solution? Yeah, you know, I thought that was, yeah, she really got she's carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders, man. It's nuts.
Yeah, her ass so tough. I want, you know what? I want to see her, I don't want to see her broken, but I want to see her emotional.
Not gonna happen.
I want to see her vulnerable at some point.
Not gonna happen. She just blew Howard's head off. She put two.
We're not gonna see that from Rock.
Yo, the way she put that together, because she wasn't expecting Kanan to kill Ronnie. Soon as Kanan did that, she went into like mastermind mode. Like now what? Oh yeah, that's right. Let me kill Howard.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Exactly. He's the problem. One of the problems is laying there. My son just killed him. Here's the other problem. Story over. It's finished now.
Yeah, where do they go from here?
That's a good question.
Them, like this, them too. Where do they go from here? Because what is really his issue with his mother? That she moved the nigga out the hood and wanted him to go to school and not do. These power kids are starting to piss me off.
Well, his mama killed his little best friend.
Yeah, he didn't know.
That was part of
he didn't know she was behind D-Wiz.
Yeah, she didn't know he was behind
a lot of stuff.
And she killed his other friend. The other dude was playing video games with him a few times. Scrap, right? When he was babysitting him, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Kanan in the trap house and play video games with him. So that was Scrap. So she killed D-Wiz and Scrap.
It was cool. It was cool.
She killed D-Wiz, cool. Scrap, and just cool killed his Kanan. And just killed his father in front of him. He's not going to be happy with her.
He don't give a fuck about no damn Howard.
What you mean? Did you see the way he looked at her?
Yeah, he did look like he was like, why she would you do that?
He was more shocked that she did it than, I'm telling you,
Howard is his father.
Shit about no damn
Howard is his father.
He don't care. He don't care. He got the resolution that he needed from that relationship. Like, that nigga stayed at his house one time and was like, yeah, I'm good on this shit, bro.
Yeah, I don't think he, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think he really cares or like, oh, you killed my dad. I loved him so much. Like,
they shouldn't have shot
him. Newfound love from this nigga that I shot before. I'm not seeing it. Now we both shot him.
They shouldn't have shot it that way. They shouldn't have shot the scene that way because the look that he gave his mother after killing his father, he looked upset. And when he shot Howard, he didn't know Howard was his father.
It was shocked.
I feel like you're talking about for this finale. You're talking about
in the other season when Rock told him, "Yo, kill this dude." He didn't know that dude was his father at that time.
Right.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I think he did feel
some kind of way about it though. After he did find out, he felt some kind of way about it.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's upset
about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they've got in their resolution, that dynamic is, it's not like he was going to this nigga for mentorship or some shit. Like, he used them, got what he needed out of them, and, you know, like, okay, cool, he dead now, I don't need that nigga.
Kanan, yeah. Y'all forgetting, this was like, this whole season was a coming of age for Kanan. Like, we watched this nigga really turn into adult Kanan this whole season.
Right, right, right. He got his business right.
Even the way
he's
treating Crystal.
Right, right. This yeah, is, that's this, true. This is 50 Cent now. Like, this is grown Kanan. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, we're seeing.
I don't give a shit about
the corporate.
Right, years. Even the way he was bullying Fame around. You're right. That's the same way he was bullying. He was bullying Dre around.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you guys think is going to happen to Fame? Do we talk about that?
Oh, he going down.
Nothing's going to happen to him. Oh, he's not copping to that shit. He's not copping to that.
Yeah, but they got the gun.
Yeah, they got the gun.
and he's going to get a lawyer.
Your mother brought it in because she found it in your closet.
But I don't care.
Throwing the book at him.
No, sir. I don't care what year it is. You have to prove I shot him.
Well, the gun?
No, you don't. You got the murder weapon.
You got the murder weapon. It was found in his room because his mom already spilled that tea. And they confirmed it's the same gun. Like,
yep.
They did the ballistics. And he was spotted there, not on the day, but a couple weeks before or something. Like, I think he might go down for it.
Nah, I don't think
he's a body.
If he has a good lawyer, he can beat that.
Gonna get a good lawyer. He's not a drug dealer. He's gonna get a public defender that's gonna be like, all right, look, they you looking at life, but I could bring it down to 45 years.
Kanan might do him a solid and they might get him a help.
Listen, part of the reason they bought Fame in is to bring down the Thomases.
Howard and the Thomases,
right? So it would be in their best interest to get Fame a lawyer.
No. Conflict, one. And then two, once they find out, remember, he has 48 hours to come back. Once they find out that this nigga is a missing person, whatever, I'm not going to say that deal goes out the window, but upon further investigation, let's say they discover Howard's body, there's no reason to make Fame not eat this body. Especially if they find out Howard is dead. They're like, man, no, we had two niggas off the streets.
I feel like he stood tall so far that he just denied it. Just deny it. Come on. I feel like you got to prove it. That gun, he could
have the murder weapon.
But you,
I feel you. I understand what you're saying. And I get if they didn't have the shit that caused the body, they have it. And it was in your closet. Oh, I bought it off of some nigga. Okay, show me the nigga. He ain't going to be able to show them nobody. He going to have to eat this. Do you know how many people go to jail for less evidence? Them niggas got him dead to rights. Dead to rights, right, bro.
I mean, they say they didn't do it all the time and they still go to prison. You can't just say, I didn't do it and not go to prison. What? He can stand, tall and say he didn't do it all day long.
They gonna smoke his ass.
They've got evidence. And it's really his mom's fault.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
He, you know what? He should have took a page out of Damson Idris' book and you did this to me. That's what he should have did. Right. That nigga should have said, you fucked up my life.
Right.
What?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to change my opinion now because with the happy ending theory. Because remember, he was on the phone with that rich guy. And he was like, "Oh yeah, Lou is on vacation." Or I talk to Lou all the time. Blah 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 blah. Like he's so close to hitting his mark, meeting his dreams. It's not gonna happen for him. So you guys are right. He probably will eat that body. He probably gonna have to go up for that
right now.
I hope they don't make him an informant. I hope they don't try to make him into an informant. What if like a CI?
Oh, then he's dead.
I don't think he'll do it.
He'll die.
I don't think he'll do it.
He'll die.
No. You don't think he'll do it?
I don't
really.
I don't.
If it's jail or being informed.
But my thing is, it's not like out of loyalty he won't do it. I feel like Fame is too goofy
to survive as a informant.
That's why, like, yeah, exactly. He'll die.
He doesn't allow himself to, like, he knows he can't hold water. Look how that shit was eating him up when he told Kanan about the gun. The nigga was shaking, smoking a cigarette like a beaten wife or some shit. Seriously, though. Like, he just eats the body. I don't think they do anything for.
Can you even make a minor an informant?
They asked him. They asked. Yeah. And then they asked him about, well, Rock was, so we can't do that.
She wasn't underage. She was an underage informant. You're right.
Yep. And then, but they asked Fame about Marvin and Howard's relationship. He was like, he don't talk to no goddamn police. I ain't never seen that happen. So I think he just eats the body, man. I think this is the end. Like, that it's just nothing. There's no more to tell with him. Because even his story was dying off.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so funny when he was like, damn, Lou picked the wrong damn time to be a drunk.
Facts.
Right.
Facts.
Yeah.
I can't believe his mother, man.
Yeah, that's crazy the way she did him. Like, you got to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Facts. Y'all don't got predictions for the next season?
I can't call it.
It's too early. I think Lou going to be a preacher.
What?
Yeah. I think he's going to be a preacher.
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, Jukebox is going to the army.
Right.
Jukebox is going to the army.
All right. So Fame, if Fame decides to become an informant, he dead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to give the writers some credit. Every episode that I was on the podcast, as we discussed this season, I did not know how niggas was going to write her into joining the army. I predicted my ass off. I think I'm 0-6 this whole, like, every podcast episode I was on, I ain't been right once. And I was very, very concerned on, all right, how do we spin this so that she chooses the army?
Mm-hmm.
And every episode I'm like, okay, Butter's over, army. Like, you know, and it happens to be, oh, the feds came and Butter is now really over and now she has to choose the army.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that Butter's definitely over. They got a lot. They pretty much got they literally have like a fresh start for season four. Like, they sold up a lot of shit that they can go anywhere with it, and I wouldn't know what to expect.
Right. I can't call it because it's like they have, like, you know, they're back at square one, really.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with Unique, because they could have done without bringing him back, and it would have went along just fine. Just that last scene alone, minus Unique, was amazing enough to. Oh,
but it was so poetic. It was so poetic.
All right. So all of us here are fans of just, like, amazing shows. We all watch really, really good shows. What possible reasons we think of? Like, if we could brainstorm being in the writer's shoes. I mean, I only got The Wire. I really only watched The Wire and Power, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor of Kingstown, I've been watching.
That's a good series.
Amazing show. But I don't know
what purpose it was served.
Back
right?
The dead.
Right. I don't know either.
I don't know.
But you know what, though? Like, they write these things so kind of like far in advance. Like, maybe it doesn't make sense now, but it might make sense next season because they've already written it and they're already shooting.
That's
it.
True.
You know, so that's, it's like, true. We're seeing it behind, so we don't understand why they brought him back, but maybe that will reveal itself in the next season.
Well, I'm trying to put myself in the writer's room, and I'm not a writer, obviously, but even if I can try to make my mind imagine the wildest shit, what would his purpose be? Like, what can he do physically? That's, what can he do? Like,
yeah.
What can he do? He got beat almost half to death.
What is his motive?
Yes. What do you do? You gotta.
Like, what if he like? What if he comes back like he's a killer now?
He was always like, a killer.
For what though?
Well, yeah, but not like, not like.
He killed people.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he killed like two people. He killed like two people with the during the Italian war, right?
Because he saved Rock. But he did that because that's what he had to do, but not just like killing motherfuckers for no reason. So I wonder if they'll bring him back as like a supervillain. This sounds really
as if it's a Marvel. But, come on, is this Marvel now? Marvel superheroes?
50 Cent did say he wanted it. 50 Cent did say he wanted Power to be like the Marvel universe, but not like Power's supervillain. But I agree with Kim. Like there has to be some sort of villain arc that they're trying to fulfill.
Yeah,
I don't know. And I don't see the damn purpose.
Villains be having, they be having like wounds, scars.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if he becomes a villain, he gonna be hella scary. He got a lazy eye. He got the scars on his face. So maybe he'll look the part. I don't know. I'm really reaching right now, but
yeah,
I'm just trying to think of, you know, where he would fit in next season. But I guess we'll see.
He can't have perfect speech. He can't. He can't talk.
No. Yeah, nah. They're gonna make it so he could do all of that because he was fly.
That was like part of his character. The way he put words together, the way he spoke, right, the way he walked, like the way he talked, like. Yeah. But no, you I can't mean, have I mean,
when they revealed him, he seemed put together.
Right,
and we're gonna see the most unrealistic. Him coming back is unrealistic. We're going to see the most unrealistic shit with what he does now going forward.
Oh, you know what, too? They might. Yo, because he came back in the last episode, right? What if the next season starts like a year from now and the scars are healed?
Nah, that I ain't.
Yeah, no.
I ain't gonna be healed.
Nah, he don't. Yeah, same. I don't know how big of 50 Cent fans y'all are, but his scar resembles 50 Cent got an album called Before I Self-Destruct, and Unique look just like the cover of that album with that scar on his face.
Mm.
I was like, I know they did not bring this nigga back to reshoot the 50 Cent album cover. But
50 is so,
I think
50 is so vain. Yeah. It's just all about him. This is the 50 show.
Yo, he does the intros and the outros of every episode. The first voice you hear is grown Kanan. And the last voice you hear is grown Kanan.
Hmm?
Yeah, but he said he wanted to do that because you've seen Goodfellas before, right?
Yes.
Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster like right. that. I like it, honestly. I love the narration aspect of this show.
I like it too.
Are y'all sometimes, tired of it already?
Sometimes it's unnecessary. We don't need that. We don't need that. If 50 wasn't narrating as they were panning up to Unique, nothing would have changed.
True.
Maybe.
We were all.
If all of this shows you anything.
I don't really mind it.
I think it's if this shows you anything at all, it's when you kill a nigga. You make sure he dead. Yeah. Outro, roll credits.
Exactly. Like, that was right. unnecessary. Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Some of the stuff he be saying be like, okay, that didn't need to be said. I think there's like
memes
about that too, about like some of the shit he says that's like.
Right.
I mean, but there's some hidden truths. There's some hidden truths.
Yeah.
I mean, deeper truths to what he's actually talking about in terms of his experiences. So this is basically Get Rich or Die Trying the early years.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. But I don't know. But you know, the more I think about it, to your point, Eric, like you think maybe they brought him back because of outcry, which normally I don't think they would do that. But at the same time, it could have been like a negotiation thing. Like maybe they wasn't trying to pay him what he wanted. He was like, "Fuck it, kill me off then."
Right.
And then they saw you know everybody being sad about it, and
right.
like, okay, let's pay this nigga.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That is a thing, but it's not far-fetched. It could have been a thing.
I'm thinking it was because Yeah, absolutely. Because in OG Power, there wasn't Dre's character supposed to be killed off, and Courtney, right? Many times Courtney Kemp was like, "Yeah, we were gonna kill off Dre's character a couple of times, but then we decided to bring him back, and then we were gonna kill off this character, but we decided to bring him back." Like Sax, Sax should have been dead, but I think there was a certain demographic that they wanted to reach that Sax was fulfilling, right? So I'm not surprised that, okay, we thought he was dead, but now he's not dead. We're bringing him back. There's certain demographics they want to reach, and I think they listen to the audience. And I'm assuming that's what this is, because there's no reason he could have. There's no reason he should have survived that.
Sax took a great role in Ghost, though. Like, I'm glad they didn't kill off his character, because, like, he was annoying. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, like, if we think about these shows in retrospect, like. Mm-hmm. He was so necessary, so necessary in Ghost. And I feel like it wouldn't be a pay discrepancy for Joey Badass's character in this one, because I think he even said it. He said he was grateful for the opportunity to play the role.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And I'm saying nobody else could have played that role as good as him, because that's his whole aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
That's his claim to fame as an artist. Like, that whole 90s, like,
I don't know if nobody could have done that, because that's like saying nobody could have played. Bro. That's like saying nobody could have played Dre. Like, these actors make the character, so you could have grabbed somebody else. We wouldn't have known that the person that we wouldn't have known what that character was missing, because we wouldn't know of Joey Badass.
But if you're a fan,
that's true. Like, but Badass, he was the perfect fit.
He was. He was the perfect fit.
My thing is, I'm still not the biggest Joey Badass fan, but. Having, like, grown up when he came out, when I seen this show, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, that it just makes sense. A 90s show?
Yeah.
And this nigga, he was rapping about the 90s in the 2010s.
That's his whole thing. So, like, I was like, yo,
he fits.
Yeah.
That's his whole claim to fame. Yeah. So, it made sense.
Yeah. Yo, another season with you guys. Yo, we've been doing this since what? Raising Kanan 1?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ghost. Tiffany. Right. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Deron. Thank you, Leon. We'll always kick it in the group chat, but thank you for another season. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Sir. All
right. See you guys next show.
Yep.
See you later.
See you next
Peace.
Show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.